A friend of mine recently told me he was under construction. Can you relate? I totally can. I mean, we do have quite a bit of construction happening around us in our city. So I believe that's what led to the thought of walking around with an under construction sign over our head. But don't we often feel unfinished, blocked off in places, detours as a result, rough around the edges, and at times stuck in the same big pothole that requires to be once again filled with God's grace? I am a work in progress for sure, but today's truth reminds me to not lose heart in this moment, no matter how much work I feel I need, as well as to look ahead to see what new thing God is building. I'm reminded of Paul's recognition of the struggle within himself in Romans chapter 7. I know what I want to do and should do, but I don't. And the things I hate and shouldn't do, I do. It's the constant battle of flesh and spirit that leads Paul to ask, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. While he lived in the daily struggle, Paul also lived in the daily truth and grace of Jesus. When I think of something being under construction, I realized my first thought was to go to the idea that it had to be fixed. It was broken, like a bridge with a crack. You can't have that. It's not stable, not secure. Work must be done to fix what was messed up or broken. Keeping it real, that's what I feel most looking at my life. When I fail or fall short of God's best for me or your expectations or my own, I feel messed up and broken. So the idea of being under construction is more about a constant state of fixing all I mess up. And God is great at that. I am so thankful his strength is made perfect in and through my weaknesses. But looking at it from another angle, being under construction also means we are an empty lot full of possibilities. Just down the street from our house, there was an empty lot. It sat there for years. Last year, the lot was cleared and construction began. The ground was prepared, the foundation poured, beams and boards set in place, and step by step, we have watched something new rise from nothing. Lights have gone in, posters are hung, a sign is now out front, and we are thrilled to know it's going to be a place we can get great burgers, chicken tenders, chocolate-dipped ice cream, and so much more. It's opening soon, and we can't wait. What is to come is very exciting to my family. What I want you to see is that while, yes, we are all under construction, don't get lost in the broken places that need repair. Allow God to do his work there to meet you in your places of need, but know he is also doing something new in you. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. You know why we don't lose heart? This temporary body of death that God uses and repairs and works through on this side of heaven is not the end of our story. Through Christ, our spirit is more alive every single day under new construction, being established and constructed for what God has for us, not only in this life, but for the eternal one to come. God is still working on me. I am a work in progress under daily construction, covered by mercy and grace, but I am also a new creation, and my future is bright and full of hope every single day because of Jesus. That's the truth. Don't only see the cracks in the road that need to be fixed. Trust the process of God working in you, but also don't miss the new that he is building right now. I'm Lori Klein.